like to introduce our first speaker. His name is Kenny S. He's from the Dulles Quarter. On step 10.
I'm an addict blessed with the gift of recovery. My name's Kenny.
Hey, Kenny.
I can see this won't last long. I'm grateful to be clean, alive, and free from active addiction. I apologize in advance. I've been working the registration desk for the last 14 hours, and my voice is pretty much gone. But I'll do the best that I can. Just want to thank the Dulles Quarter area for asking me to come out again to participate as a workshop speaker, and thank the Dulles Quarter area for putting on this incredible convention. My topic today is the 10th step. Like I said, I'll probably be brief because my voice is going to be coming in and out. Let me just say this first. I was here last year. I had an opportunity to speak last year, but I couldn't make it. Because I have this seizure disorder, and sometimes the anxiety and the stress ride is so high and it throws me into a seizure. And last year I could not make it here. And I'm grateful that Dulles Quarter took the risk of asking me to come out again, knowing that that could happen. But just for your information, if I should go into a neurological event, just let me do my thing. Just roll me over on the side for 10 minutes. Jay, you got my back, right? And don't put anything in my mouth. Always say that. And for precautionary measures, I have some extra underwear in my car if I need to, because it can't get there. So anyway, I needed to put that out there. I feel comfortable, but my voice is just bugging me. But we'll try to get through this. 10th step, we continue to take personal inventory, and when wrong, promptly admit it. Well, for me, I love this step. It's one of my favorite steps. I have my literature with me, and this is my process I want to share with you. You may or may not do something different, but this is the way I do it. I've been here almost 15 years, and through those years, I've learned different ways to do steps. And the way I do my step 10 is it works for me. But I still have that question, why even do this personal inventory? You know, I didn't beat myself up enough doing 4, 5, 6, and 7. Fourth step, I did a search in the field's moral inventory. In the fifth step, I shared it with other people and God and myself. The sixth step, I beat myself up because I couldn't stop doing participating in my defects of character. In the seventh step, you know, I submitted. I humbly submitted my shortcomings over to God and my understanding. So why I keep doing this? You know, our literature tells us the reason that we keep doing this because we're creatures of habits. And if we continue to do this, if we don't watch ourselves, we'll fall back into the same kind of behavior that brought us here in the first place. So that's why I have to do it. I particularly like the first part of this 10th step because I like to continue to take personal responsibility. But not one of my greatest assets is not being prompt. Or defects, if you will. It's not being prompt. Matter of fact, I procrastinate a lot. So promptly admitting my wrong is a challenge for me. I don't know if I need to do that as the first day, the first week, the first month, a year after the offense, but I know that I will eventually get around to whatever that is because I do a daily inventory, and if I sit on it and keep sitting on it, it just causes me pain. And unfortunately, if I act out on my defect, there's usually some collateral damage, you know, and I just hate the idea of hurting other people. So I need to do this on a regular basis because today with, you know, significant clean time and the lifestyle that I have, I travel all over the place, I live alone, my lifestyle and my career has afforded me quite a few things. It's easy to slide down the path and participate in self-destructive behaviors. So, because I don't have a whole lot of accountability except to God and my understanding. And I can turn my God on and off like a light switch if I choose to. This is all about choice, about me getting better. So if I do decide to take my will back and not do a thorough inventory, I'll revert back to some of my defects of character. I brought a list that I shared. As a matter of fact, some of my friends in the fellowship has gratefully helped me come up with this list of things that they may see in me at times. So I wrote them down. And this is what I use. I use this every day. I have a ritual every morning. I use this. And these are some of the things that can be very, very prevalent if I choose not to continue with my 10-step inventory on a daily basis. Greed, lust, people-pleasing, that was a just for the day today. Self-righteousness, dishonesty, cowardness, thievery, self-reliance, codependence, controlling, deceptive, manipulative, fantasy, judgmental, denial, vindictive, indecisive, intimidating, vacillate, procrastinate, jealousy, fearful, hoarding, arrogance, impatient, resentful, immature, angry, foolhardy, slothful, petty, and my personal favorite is self-pity. You know, woe is me. These are some of the things I go through on a daily basis when I'm sitting down doing my 10-step inventory. And if I find myself participating in that kind of stuff, I can immediately change direction. Prior to me getting to this phase of my 10-step process, I would use this wonderful IP they have, IP 9. I used this for many years early on and for several years afterwards. If you have never seen it, it has a list of questions that we can answer on a daily basis. I don't use this very much anymore. I have incorporated my own questions that I use in my inventory, which I'll share with you shortly. But in here, some of my favorites are, am I clean today? Well, if I answer no to that, then I might as well stop right here, call my sponsor, pick up a white chip and go to a meet. Did my disease run my life today? Well, my disease don't run my life today, but it's always active in my life every day. Another one that's good for me, was today a good day? Well, yeah, today's a good day. I'm at a convention. I'm sharing at a workshop. And my voice is not as bad as I thought it was going to be. So that's a good day. All right. It's got several other questions on here. Did I call your sponsor? Did I make it to a meeting? Did I practice spiritual principles? Can I accept myself today? And so many other questions on here. But for me today, what I do, I not only use that, but like I said, I incorporate my own stuff. And I also journal every day. I journaled this morning. I journaled yesterday. I journal every day. As a matter of fact, I've been doing this for years. So that's a big part of my 10-step inventory. What I use today, I came up with my own questions, and I came and put it on this like spreadsheet. It's like an eye exam. I know you guys can't see it from here, but I got the date and day, and Sunday through Monday, and I do this every day because, you know, like, I'm a creature of habit. You know, y'all heard my defects. I can resort to those anytime, anywhere, and if no one's watching me, I'm the one that has to be accountable for myself. So I need to do this. So for me today, it's just not about using. It's about getting better with self holistically, mentally, physically, spiritually, emotionally. And I try to incorporate this in my daily inventory. So I start off with exercise. Did I exercise today? And a good thing for me, if I have yes, 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 yes every day on here, I'm feeling good about myself. But unfortunately, that's not the case. As a matter of fact, I exercised once this week. And that's not a good thing because I need to exercise. I'm getting older. My body changes. My family has a history of high blood pressure and diabetes and things like that. I need to take care of myself. And a big part of taking care of myself is exercise. So I know next week I need to step up my game. Did I eat vegetables and fruit? Well, I don't eat vegetables and fruit. That's not my thing. But I need to do it, and because I need to do it, I need to take inventory. And most of this week, I've ate some vegetables and fruit. As a matter of fact, I raided my friend's breakfast this morning, and I was eating his fruit, and I had blueberries in my pancake, so that counts. I can say, yeah, you know? Because I don't like eating vegetables and fruit, you know, I put shit in the smoothie. I make it in a smoothie, and I just ground it up and drink it. So that's my thing. One of my issues was, for a very long time, was being tardy for work. You know, I've been blessed to be in my career for 33 years, and I was with them for 17 years when I went out in active addiction, and they allowed me to come back and retain the years that I had. And now I've got 33 years. And when I did an inventory a couple of years ago, it was like I was being ungrateful because these people gave me an opportunity, and here I was stealing time. I would go like 2 and 3 hours late and not document, or leave 2 hours early, like it was my organization, right? I did what I wanted to do. So that got out of hand, and I didn't want to, I felt bad about doing that to my employers. Not only that, but it felt, I mean, I was like being hypocritical, if you will. You know, here I'm talking about being in recovery, but I'm not working on aspects that really hurt me. So I had to grip on that. So what I had to do is put it on my inventory list. Was I tardy for work? Every day is no. Except one day, sorry. Which is 2.5 hours. But look, I took the 2.5 hours to leave. You see, and I can go down a list. Did I leave work early? Did I do extra time for work? I'm very proud about that because I got yes every day. I work, I've actually done work since I've been here. So I'm really proud about that piece. What I've learned about myself, I love my higher power. I love being professional. I love stepping up to the challenge. I love service. Obviously, I lost my voice. Many other things. Yes, one thing I learned yesterday, I can drive to Ocean City by myself. You know, that's something that I haven't done since I've had this neurological event, the seizures. I welcome growth today. I love spending time with my son. That's amazing. I mean, my son's 21 years old, and just having the opportunity to spend time with a young man who's sowing his oats and doing his thing, that's a blessing to me. So when I get an opportunity to spend time with him, I acknowledge that, hey, I put some time with my son. Because we all have busy lives and doing things. I need to take time for that. What did I do for me? Time with my godson. Celebrate recovery, stuffing party. I mean, a whole bunch of stuff I get to put on here when I do those things. This is part of my inventory. What steps did I work or practice? 1, 3, 7, 10, and 12 is usually my daily thing. Who did I injure? I got no across the whole screen. I like that. Didn't injure anybody. That means I'm taking the time to look at what I'm doing. Did I injure anybody? The next one I have, amends. Who, what? Well, since I didn't injure anybody, there's no note, there's no's on it because I haven't done that. That makes me feel good about myself. Obsessions and fear. Sharing it in this workshop. You know, I've been obsessing on that for like 3 days. You know, building a relationship with someone in my life. I mean, I obsess about those kind of things. What am I grateful for? Time with my higher power. The new life I'm living. A persistent effort in my recovery process. Safe travels to Ocean City. And also for the opening prayer last night. These are things I'm grateful for. And like I say, I do this every day, so it's on there. Did I reach outside my network? I like to call people. I like to receive calls. If people like to at least once a week, I like to call somebody different or reach out to somebody different. Because that kind of like reinforces my recovery process, knowing that it's not always about me. It's about me reaching out to the newcomer or sponsee who I may have not heard from, calling somebody. It keeps me connected. And one of my major issues here, did I speed above 12 miles an hour? That's one of my major issues. I got a fast car, and I'll share this about that piece. I have a lead foot, and over the course of many years, because of my left foot, I've accumulated up to a minus 12 demerits on my license. And I got messages from DMV saying that they're going to take my license. And I need to pay $500 for reinstatement and send me to class and do this kind of stuff. I'm like, I wasn't feeling that, so I need to do something. I need to surrender. I need to take an inventory of what's going on with me. So for the last several years, maybe 3 years or so, I've been using it. Don't get me wrong, I still speed. Don't get me wrong, I still speed, but the bottom line is, I don't speed as much as I used to. And because I don't speed as much as I used to, I don't get pulled over as much as I used to, and I don't have to stand in front of a judge begging for leniency as much as I used to. I'm here to report today that I got a +3 on my license. It's been that long. But let me just share this because, you know, this is an honest program. I got pulled over last night. Hey. And I set my barometer to 12 miles an hour, and I was doing 13 miles over in the 40. But I thank God that he let me know, let me go, gave me a warning. But the thing about it, they take an inventory. See, 13, got pulled over by a cop in OC, and no ticket. And I got a big old smiley face. This is the kind of shit I need to do all the time. I mean, just, I'm a very dangerous person when I'm acting out on my defense. Because like I said, I'm not accountable to anybody anymore. I mean, like I said, my son's grown. Life is good. And when that kind of stuff happens, they say that the recovering addict with clean time, once they get contented, I mean, that's where the danger comes in. And so that's what I'm trying not to do. Get caught up in stuff I ain't got no business doing. I need some checks and balances for myself because I don't have anybody to do. You know, I'm single. So I kind of like do my own thing, and I need to reel myself in. I was sharing recently, I don't always have success stories with my inventory. I was in Atlantic City, and my brother had comp tickets, comp rooms. I went up there, and we stayed at the Taj Mahal. You know, I'm not a gambling man. You know, when I went to the casinos, I was using or creeping around the back alleyways, doing all kinds of crazy stuff in active addiction. So I went up there, and I'm feeling prideful because I'm not going to gamble. I put a couple $20 in there or whatever. I might have spent $100 over the course of 5 days. That's a little bit of money. I was feeling really good because my brother was down there. He was taking a beating. He was spending $1,000, whatever he was spending. He was spending money. He was taking a beating. I was like all proud because I was not, you know, cheating. I wasn't going down there spending all my money because greed and lust are parts of my defensive character as well. So I don't want to participate in that. So anyway, while I'm writing up my little inventory here, you know, getting all comfortable with what I'm doing here, yeah, I'm feeling good about myself, pride, arrogance, ego, whatever. I forget something. One thing I was doing, I got hit. My higher power hit me. And it's a tricky thing because I'm writing down all this big stuff, but I'm forgetting about little stuff. You know, what happened was I found myself getting attracted to those little complimentary shampoos and stuff they have in the hotel rooms. And a bug came to my mind and said, well, take them for souvenirs or keepsakes. So I did. I took one. I said, "Wow, that's cool." And next thing I know, I was filling up my suitcase, you know, with soap, shampoo, conditioner. I don't need conditioner, and I was just filling up my bag with all kinds of stuff. I started looking at the toilet paper. I mean, everything. They had the good stuff. I didn't the 2-ply or whatever. I didn't have to wrap the 1-ply around my finger. But the bottom line is, I was looking at stuff to take because I had Taj Mahal, and because that still didn't satisfy my thirst. So what I started doing. I started waiting for the housekeeper to come down the hallway. And she was coming down the hallway. I could hear the little wheel squeaking. I'm like, oh, shit. And I went into cop mode. I haven't had any dope with me in years. I start bugging out, you know what I'm saying? Heart palpitations, farting. I'm waiting. I'm looking. I'm listening for the cart to come down so I can rob the cart. And it got ridiculous. Over the course of 4 days, man, I was like out there like, I was invisible, you know, just take your shit. You know, stuff I'm not even going to use. Even the coffee, they got the cheap coffee. I drink good coffee. But I was taking it because I had waking up that disease in me, man. Pettiness, man. So I was taking the stuff, and then I didn't surrender until God did for me what I couldn't do for myself. I was in the act, sliding along the wall, thinking nobody can see me. Now I'm at the Taj Mahal, cameras everywhere. Everybody can see everything. I'm at a casino for crying out loud. And so I reach over there to grab one, and the housekeeper said, oh, excuse me, sir. I said, oh, no, it's no problem. I just got, you know, needed some extra coffee. And I held my other hand down because I had like 4 other packs in my hand. You know what I'm saying? That's crazy. That's when I reached that surrender piece, you know? It was so petty, man. But that's what I had to reach my surrender piece and realize that, hey, man, you still got a lot of issues. You still messed up. You still got a lot of work to do. IRS, I mean, I invent all kinds of ways to get refunds. It's legal, but in my mind anyway. But, you know, the 10th step made me feel just what the 10th step did for me. I don't know if anybody can agree to this or have experienced this. Experiencing joy, guilt, and shame when you get a big paycheck from the IRS when you know you didn't deserve it. You know? Now, I went on and gave a big chunk of it back to one of my favorite charities, but you know what? I still felt the feelings. It still stuck with me, you know? But that's not the point. The point is that what I can do, I can learn from that and not do this. A lot better than last year. It's a lot better than last year, and a lot better than the year before, and a lot better than the year before, and the year before, the year before. I mean, I got a whole lot of ridiculous things that I've done here and not been able to see the impact I was having on myself and the others. My obsessive and compulsive nature had me doing kind of crazy shit. I was just outside not too long ago feeling anxious. It's like 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, 2 or 3 o'clock in the afternoon. I found myself just trying to get settled, and I found myself looking at the girls. And I wasn't looking at their faces or their body. I was looking at their badness, looking at the clean time. Anything with 99 days or less was attractive to me, right? You understand what I'm saying? Because I needed that hit. I was thinking I needed a hit before I got up here and shared about this stuff. This is what my inventory tells me to do. Instead of hanging out there, continue to look down because the lower the number, the more attractive it became. You understand what I'm saying? That's some sick shit. But that's how I roll. That's how my disease rolled with me unless I do an inventory. Sometimes I got to do a spot inventory like that. Because if I go down that road, I'll be out there once again, you know, smoking cigarettes, which I haven't smoked in a long time, choking on a Newport. I brought that back up again. And trying to pull up on somebody and try to impress them with my clean time, trying to be like Big Daddy. But today I ain't got to do that kind of stuff. I can do that spot inventory. Today I have a good life. I mean, I have a really good life. I do stand up in values. I do have self-respect. I can make good decisions based on spiritual principles a lot of times. Not always. I'm not perfect. I'm always going to fall short in some areas. But I can correct that with this step. And this is what it's all about for me. It's about building and maintaining integrity. I'm never going to be perfect with it, but if I keep on going along this line, I know I'll be just fine. And my time is up. I'm glad I was able to get what I got out. Thanks for letting me share. I'll definitely keep going.
Everybody welcome Kenny S. himself, Dallas Corner. At this time, I would like to introduce our second speaker, Donna J. from North